what do you call the... The doctor has to look at what?
The wound.
Okay. Do you know a name for the... sometimes when something is really badly infected, a special kind of flesh grows up around the wound.
Proud flesh.
Uh-huh. What is proud flesh? I mean, how would you describe it?
That's sloughing off of the skin.
Uh-huh. Okay. If you have just a minor wound and you're going to treat it yourself, what brown, stingy liquid might you put on it?
Iodine.
Okay.
That's gone out of style now, though. Very seldom hear people using iodine.
That's true. It stains so badly. What do you call the kind of tonic or medicine that was used to treat malaria?
Quinine.
Mm-hmm. If someone who's had a wound is very, very bad, the doctor does everything he can, but doesn't succeed, you might say, the poor man...
died.
Okay. Any other expressions you might...
passed away.
Okay. Now, if you wanted to say something about that was negative, you don't like the guy, you'd say, I'm glad that old skin plant finally...
died.
Okay. Is that as nasty as you can get now? You wanted to suggest that you just didn't care?
He did.
Okay. You might say, if somebody asked you about his death, you might say, I don't know what he died
of.
Okay. What do you call a place where people are buried?
Cemetery.
Okay. And what do you call the thing that the body is put in before it's buried?
Casket.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the ceremony that you hold at the cemetery?
Graveside service.
Okay. And a more general term, you might say, I'm going to Mr. Jones'
funeral.
Okay. And when people are all dressed in black at these funerals and they may be crying and so on, you might say they are...
mourning.
Okay. If somebody asks you how you're doing on an average day, they might say, how are you feeling? You reply,
very well. Thank you.
Okay. If someone is troubled and you feel that there's, you know, that everything's going to come out all right, you might say,
it'll come out all right.
Okay. Or you might say, if somebody's worried about their kids being out late, you might say, they'll be home all right, just don't
worry.
Okay. What do you call the illness that very old people get when they get very stiff and achy in their joints?
Arthritis.
Okay.
Rheumatism. Mm-hmm.
And there's another disease that children often get it, and it's you have choking and swollen throat and things like that, and now we have a shot for it. To cure it, can you think? It's a long word.
Rheumatic fever. Diphtheria.
And what about a disease that causes your skin to look kind of yellow?
Jaundice.
Mm-hmm. And what about the disease that shows up as pain in your right lower side abdomen?
Appendicitis.